It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now the Q Morning Show, Bill and Alyssa. So here's what we know at this moment. This is all fact, no opinion. If you're just waking up and getting your day started, we have a new president. When I woke up this morning, it wasn't official, as some states were too close to call, and I think still are, but it's been officially determined that there is no path for victory for Vice President Harris. I believe most outlets are calling it now officially. President Trump has been elected as the 47th president of the United States. Earlier this morning, President Trump already declared victory in a speech at his estate in Florida. Vice President Harris is expected to address the nation later today. So that'll be discussed pretty much everywhere today. But if you need a place to go where there's no election talk today, hey, that's us.
Hey, you're in the right place.
Right here. Hey, good vibes. Alyssa's College of Knowledge and all-around general silliness today.
Big or small, we want it all. It's good vibes at 655 on Q104.
Let's say good morning to Caitlin in Broadview Heights. Good morning, Caitlin.
Good morning.
Please share a good vibe with us.
Well, my mom has been sick, and we were really kind of worried about her because she's in her 70s, but we worked with the doctors, and it's been kind of a long road, but she is better than I have seen her in months and months, and she's coming back to herself, and she's acting like the firecracker that she is again. So I'm really looking forward to the holidays because it seems like we're going to have a really joyous family holiday season again together. And she's going to be all right. She's going to be well.
That's awesome.
So that's kind of the best thing.
What a big relief.
Yeah, that's the best feeling, especially when you see them like getting that fiery, like firecrackerness back to them. That's how you're like, okay, I know you're feeling good now.
Oh, absolutely. As soon as I know she's trying to pull out a ladder and do something by herself, then that's when I'm like, okay, mom's coming back. She's fine.
Yep, she's going to be all right.
Yeah.
Modern medicine. That's all I have to say. I really have nothing else to say besides that.
You got to love it.
Modern medicine. Thank you, Caitlin, for calling in this morning and sharing your good vibes. Enjoy your mom and enjoy your family this holiday season.
Thank you so much.
216-474-0104. Good vibes every morning on the Q Morning Show. It's Q104. Q104, the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa, good morning. There is an update this morning on the Jason Kelce phone incident that happened this past weekend. If you don't know what happened, it was on Saturday. It was at the Ohio State-Penn State game.
Mm-hmm.
Jason Kelce was there with ESPN, and he was there doing some work. And during these events, there's lots of fans there, and there were fans. Not all the fans. I think most of the fans were there to have a good time and to cheer on their team. But there was one fan that was heckling Jason Kelce, and he was right next to Jason Kelce, and he used a homophobic slur and he was yelling
things about Travis.
Yeah,
right?
Talking about Travis and referencing Taylor. And Jason Kelce turned around, took the guy's phone out of his hand, threw it on the ground, and smashed it. So on Monday Night Football, so two nights ago, Jason was on Monday Night Football. Mm-hmm. He had a chance to address the incident. This is what he said.
Listen, I'm not happy with anything that took place. I'm not proud of it. And, you know, in a heated moment, I chose to greet hate with hate. And I just don't think that that's a productive thing. I really don't.
And now we find out that there's an investigation underway by Penn State University police. They are doing a whole review on this, and they are trying to find out, is there potential criminal mischief and disorderly conduct charges that might be forthcoming?
Against Jason?
Against Jason Kelce.
Mm.
Now, if I were Jason Kelce, here's what I would do. I would get the police involved, but I would contact this guy whose phone that I smashed. Mm-hmm. And I would meet with him, and I would have a brand new phone in the box right there.
Right.
And I would meet with the guy. I would take the phone out of the box, and I would throw it on the ground again and smash it right in his face for a second time.
I would do that, too. I was wondering where you were going with that. I thought you were going to say, just give him the phone. No, I like your scenario better.
Good vibes. We are the home of good vibes on this show.
Don't be mean. Be kind, and you won't get your phone smashed. It's pretty easy.
The Q Morning Show. It's Q104. Thanks for being with us this morning. It's Q104. The Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa, good morning. It is nice to have you with us this morning. I know we're not talking about what everyone else is talking about,
but that's by design. We are your escape from all of it.
We're just continuing to operate under the assumption that that's not why you come to this show, that you don't want to hear about all that. I mean, if you really want to know our opinions about that kind of stuff and worldly issues, feel free to reach out to us on social media. We'd be happy to share with you that way.
Yeah, or shoot us a text, 216-474-0104. If you just need someone to talk to today, you know, we've gotten a couple of texts just needing somebody to talk to. We're here, we're in the studio, and we're ready to hopefully be your distraction.
I need to talk to somebody today about what happened to me yesterday. So I was texting my wife, Paula. This is right as the show was ending yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And she tells me, I just got a call from Drew's teacher. Drew is my 9-year-old in fourth grade. And so here's the rule with Drew. Every day when he comes home from school, he needs to unpack his backpack. He needs to unpack his lunch because mm-hmm. he's got like, what do you call it? The ice packs in there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he has to do his homework. And whatever else comes with that, if there's something that we need to sign, because sometimes we need to sign things.
Of course, yeah.
So yesterday, Paula gets the call from Drew's teacher, and he's like, so we're supposed to go on this nature hike today, and we don't have a signed permission slip from Drew. So apparently, Drew had this permission slip that he brought home 2 days ago,
mm-hmm.
and he didn't bring it out to have me sign it or have Paula sign it. And so he showed up at work showed up in school the next day, and he didn't have the signed permission slip to go on this nature walk. Now,
well, hold on. I would like to backtrack to a couple of months ago. Wasn't it Drew that forged a signature?
That's right. He signed.
Why didn't he just forge Paula's signature again?
That's a great question that I want to ask him now. What time does he get on the bus? I want to ask that question. So what he had done a couple of months ago was we needed to sign his homework every night. I think they only did that for the first week.
Okay.
And what he did was initial. He put...
Oh, he just initialed. He didn't fully sign.
Yeah, he put PR. So he probably got spooked and didn't know how to sign my
Aww.
Wife's name. I can only imagine.
Yeah, I would like an answer to that, though. Drew, if you're listening, that would have been the easy way to go. I'm not condoning it. I'm just saying you already did it once.
So it's not like his class was going to Playhouse Square,
right,
getting
yeah.
on a bus or anything like that. They were just leaving the school grounds because yesterday was such a beautiful day, and they wanted to take a walk. But he still needed a permission slip, which he did not present to us.
Mm.
Now, what do you think my wife did?
Did she just give verbal permission?
That's what she did.
Okay, yeah.
We had a discussion about that. should we have given the verbal permission for Drew to go on the nature walk? Or should we have said, you know what? No, he didn't give us the permission slip. Therefore, he has to stay back at school.
Oh, no.
Okay, so...
No, you can't use denying him nature as a punishment. Let the boy go outside and get some vitamin D for crying out loud.
But when is he going to learn the lesson, then, that he there are consequences to him? Because he insisted...
He's nine! He's nine! There's a lot going on in that little brain.
I understand that, but also he's in a stage where he never accepts responsibility. Like, it's always somebody else's fault. Like, yesterday when we talked to him about it, when he got home from school, he's like, well, you asked me if I had any homework. You didn't ask me if I had any permission slips.
Oh, I see. He's going on the defense.
And so Paul and I are like, did we make the right decision? Should we have just let him... to not go on the nature walk because he failed to present to us the permission slip?
I would say if it was like a field trip or something that they were going to like a destination, I would say then maybe, yeah, don't give the verbal permission. If they were going to an indoor place. But again, what I'm saying is I don't think that you can deny him going outside. That feels like a weird punishment.
I don't care. Even if they were going to go see a play at Playhouse Square, I still might have wanted to deny permission for him to go, because somehow he's got to learn the lesson to be responsible, and he needs to give us these things and stop saying that you don't have homework when you actually do have something to
do. That needs signed.
Right.
Yeah, I'm not a parent. Maybe don't take my advice.
No, but... I think it's a good exercise for anyone, for current parents, future parents. How would you have dealt with this situation? 216-474-0104. We let him go on the nature walk. Was that the wrong decision? Because it's really not teaching him responsibility. 216-474-0104. You've got the Q Morning Show. Q104, the Q Morning Show. It's Bill and Alyssa. Yesterday, my 9-year-old son Drew was supposed to go on this nature walk with his class, and he didn't have a signed permission slip. The teacher had to call my wife. My wife said, yeah, go ahead and let him go. But now we're wondering, was that the right move? Should we have done that? Should we have let him not go to learn some sort of a lesson here?
Learn responsibility?
About responsibility. Texts are coming in. It says, good luck, Bill. I have a 16-year-old, and it doesn't get better than this. Maybe when they're 30? Yeah, maybe when they're 30, when they're screwing up at their job.
I mean, as a 31-year-old, I can tell you for a fact, I still forget to do things all the time. I don't think it gets better.
Bill, I do think letting him go was a mistake.
You're
right. He has to learn how to take responsibility, and this would have been a valuable lesson for him. Let's go to Megan in Birmingham. Megan, good morning.
Good morning.
What would you have done in my shoes, Megan?
Well, personally, you made the decision, so now you have to live with it.
Mm-hmm.
But if it were to happen again, I would definitely not give permission, definitely not verbal, just because what if something were to happen and, you know, they don't have that actual slip that gave permission? So you have to think about those things of, like, contracts and consent to do things like that. Those are very important to pay attention to. Even though it's a silly little nature walk,
yeah,
doesn't matter. And it doesn't always get better. Sometimes it can be harder, but that's part of life and part of parenting, is that we learn from things. And as long as we all learn from our mistakes, whether it's the child or the parent, no one's perfect. All you have to do is be a good parent.
You know, one of the other things that Paul and I were talking about, that one of the reasons why we let him go on this nature walk is because Paul is like, I don't want one of the other teachers to have to deal with a rejected Drew who has to stay back at the school, because who knows how he would have reacted. He would probably been in tears.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And she's like, I don't want one of the other teachers to have to deal with it. Or he would have just lashed out. I don't know what he would have done. Rhonda in Cleveland, good morning.
Good morning. Personally, like I said, I have seven kids. I've been through it all. The school has handed out year-long permission slips, which is cool. But at the same time, honestly, if it's me, if it's not like an important field, if they're not going to the science center or somewhere where they're learning and he forgets it, go ahead. I've done it to my kid. I literally told him, no, you forgot it. You're staying home.
Really?
Yes.
tough crowd.
For the older kids, because that is their responsibility.
Yeah.
But honestly, if it's a younger kid, it depends. Because they're still learning responsibility. So yes, you could go this time, but next time, don't forget it. Because you will not go.
A year-long permission slip. Like, just whatever you guys are doing.
Go for it.
Let Drew go.
That's fine. Yeah, let him go. He's fine. No, but I think, a year-round permission slip would make sense for the younger kiddos. But even like your oldest son, Will, he's 13.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure he doesn't forget stuff like that. I think, and that's only a 4-year age gap. So I think give Drew time. He's still little. He's 9. He's a little kid.
The one thing Will is preparing for this year, because Will is in 8th grade, he's preparing for his Washington, D.C. trip.
Oh, yes. Are you going to be a chaperone?
No, I'm not. Parents are not allowed to go on the trip.
Oh, that's different.
But I'm the one forgetting things that need to be done for this trip. Like, there's dates that payments need to be in and all these forms need to be signed. Like, I'm the one forgetting things.
Yeah, so see, you can't blame Drew for forgetting to have a slip signed.
No, it's all genetics.
Yep.
He got it all.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first 3 orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
For me.
Grab your notebooks and sharpen those pencils. It's time for Alyssa's College of Knowledge. Class is in session on Q104.
Sherry and Avon, good morning.
Good morning.
Let's play Alyssa's College of Knowledge. It's 3 questions, general knowledge. If you get more right than Alyssa, you win. If she gets more right than you, she wins. If it is a tie, then Alyssa wins because all ties go to Alyssa. Are you ready for your 3 questions?
I'm ready.
Let's do it. Question 1. What shape is a stop sign?
A hexagon.
Question 2. Happy birthday today to actress Sally Field. Name this movie that she is in.
Help is on the way, dear!
This is Delphi!
Help is on the way!
Oh, I have no idea.
Let's move to question 3. This is a multiple choice question.
Okay.
Remy Cointreau, is that a brand of alcohol or an international soccer player?
We'll say a brand of alcohol.
All right, Sherry, here's how you did. 1 for 3 today.
Oh, okay.
Let's get Alyssa back into the studio.
Alyssa, will you please return to the studio?
Thank you for listening this morning, Sherry.
No problem. We listen every morning.
Where are you off to right now?
I'm off to work.
Again, thanks for having us on. Here is Alyssa. Alyssa, meet Sherry and Avon.
Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning, Alyssa.
I'm not going to tell you how she did. I'm just jumping in with your 3 questions, Alyssa. You ready?
I'm ready. Let's go.
Question 1. What shape is a stop sign?
An octagon.
Question 2. Happy birthday today to actress Sally Field. Name this movie that she is in.
Help is on the way, dear.
This is Delphi.
Help is on the way.
What? I don't know.
So I was told this movie is a classic for millennials. You really don't know that movie?
Not off of that clip, no.
That's Mrs. Doubtfire shouting right there.
Okay.
I watched this video yesterday. It said classic movie lines that every millennial should know. One of them was, "Help is on the way, dear." How did you not know that?
Sorry. If you hit me with like Bring It On or American Pie, I'm gonna know. That one is a little outside my wheelhouse.
Question number three is a multiple choice question.
Okay.
Remy Cointreau. Is that a brand of alcohol or an international soccer player?
Soccer player.
No, I'm sorry. That is a brand of alcohol.
What?
Sherry got that one right, but that was the only one that she got right.
Oh, okay. So we tied?
You tied today because you got the stop sign octagon question. Sherry said it was a hexagon.
Close.
So we have a tie today. Sherry,
yes.
are you still with us?
I'm here. Yes.
Okay. I think we have a nice parting gift for you.
Okay.
North Olmsted isn't too far away from Avon. If you wouldn't mind going down to the Phoenix Theaters, we would like to invite you to the special screening of the new movie Wicked with Ariana Grande.
Love it. My daughter would love it.
Oh, yeah. She is going to love it. I've heard nothing but good things about the movie so far.
Yeah, she was Glinda for Halloween, so she's all in for the movie.
Oh, is she going to dress up to go see it?
Oh, she probably will.
Oh, I hope so. How cute.
My name is Sherry, and I just flunked out of Alyssa's College of Knowledge on Q104.
Q104, the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa, good morning. So I'm reading about this girl, and I should stop saying girl. It's young woman. She's a young woman. I don't know why I say girl.
How old is she?
I don't know. But still, she's a young woman. She's not a girl.
Okay, got it.
I need to get out of that habit. Her name is Alex Neff, and she is trying to find love. And here is how she is doing it. She has asked her dad for help. Who would ask their dad to help to find love?
I don't know. That's a pretty bold move. She must have been really, really getting desperate there, because I don't know that I would do that. But
well, that's Alex Neff. She has asked her dad to help, and what he has done is he is sharing her dating resume on his LinkedIn account.
What's on a dating resume?
That's a good question. What would be on a dating resume? Like, I wish they would have provided a link to it.
Yeah, I want to see this supposed dating resume. What do you have on there? Like, I'm looking to be married in X amount of years. I would like to have a child in X amount of years. Do your values align with these? I imagine that it's just like a printed out, like, dating profile. Is it not?
Probably, right?
I would think so.
Here's what Alex's dad wrote on his LinkedIn page. He said, "Dating apps don't work for many people. And if you're reading this post and you know of a young man that could be a match for my daughter, Alex, I would encourage you to reach out to me so I can introduce them. She's brilliant and successful and tired of dating apps."
Wow.
So that's out there right now. So far, Matt's the dad. The dad has received over 4,000 impressions. From around 2,000 people on LinkedIn.
Okay, I thought you were going to say responses. I was like, wow, if I knew it was that easy, I would have never been on the apps.
Well, I mean, who knows what quality of people that they're getting? Like, what kind of submissions are they getting? They're getting people that are interested.
I almost feel like he's like hiring for a job.
But here's what Alex said. The last sentence here kind of gets me. She says, We thought maybe this might get me a few dates and might get me connected to new people, and that certainly has happened. But then she says, I think the bigger takeaway that we've had is this has spoken to the power of human connection in a post-COVID world. How is this human connection?
It's
a dating app. It's your dating resume on LinkedIn.
Your dating resume. It's just a different app.
This is not human connection at all.
It's just a different app. It's not Hinge. It's not Tinder. It's LinkedIn, which I don't know. I'm not going to lie. I have gotten some questionable DMs on LinkedIn, and I'm always like, come on, this ain't the place. This ain't the spot. Go to Instagram for that. Those are the DMs to slide into, not on LinkedIn.
I read stories like this, and I'm like, gosh, I'm so happy I'm not dating anymore. Are you glad you're not dating anymore?
Oh, I'm so glad. It's rough out there. It's like the Wild West. I felt like I was in the trenches for a while.
Turning to LinkedIn for help. It's the Q Morning Show, Q104. Good morning. Q104, the Q Morning Show, Bill and Alyssa. So I do need to issue a public apology to Alyssa. Because for the past few days, all I've been talking about is how awesome Shuffleboard is. And Alyssa was supposed to be a sub last night.
Supposed to.
At my shuffle ball. See, that's why I'm not getting the hang of this shuffleboard
You're
thing.
You're so close.
I'm calling it shuffle ball.
There's no balls.
And all the shuffleboard regulars are catching on to this. They must know I'm a newbie. So I'm in my friend's shuffleboard league, his team.
You're officially in it. I thought you were just subbing.
I'm kind of just subbing. I'm filling in on this team. And a few weeks ago, he asked me, he said, hey, I'm going to be out of town. Do you think you can find someone else to play with you?
Uh-huh.
And I knew my wife wasn't going to do it. So I asked Alyssa. I thought it would be fun for the show.
I was actually kind of wondering why Paula wasn't going to go. And then I was like, maybe she is going to go. Maybe that'll be fun. And then I was like, she's probably not. And I probably got roped into this. I'm the sucker here.
I actually asked you first.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
And then I asked Paula. But I knowing what the answer was.
Mm.
And so when I asked Paula if she wanted to fill in to play shuffleboard, she's like, no, I don't want to do that at all. She's like, ask Alyssa. And I said, I already did. She's like, why'd you ask me if you already asked Alyssa? And I said, because I knew you were going to say no. I know you. So last night was supposed to be the night. We're supposed to go to Forest City Shuffleboard and play shuffleboard. But then in the afternoon, my friend texts me because we usually drive over together.
Uh-huh.
And he's like, come to my house at this time, we'll drive over. And I'm like, what? Like, why is he texting me that? He's supposed to be out of town.
Yeah.
And then I look at my calendar. He didn't need a sub last night. He needed a sub. He needs a sub next week.
So I got the uninvite.
Yeah.
So I got the uninvite from Shuffleboard.
Were you disappointed? Because I just texted Alyssa right away. I'm like, hey, I am so sorry. I got my date screwed up. No need to play Shuffleboard.
Do you want to feel really bad right now?
Yeah, I do.
So I went, like I said, I went to my grandparents' house yesterday because that's where I'm registered to vote at their polling place. That's my like permanent address that I've had, whatever. So I go there and then on my way over, that's when you had texted me like, don't need you for shuffleboard. And I was like, oh, okay. But then like after we went and we voted, I hung out, I had dinner, Nana made some pasta and meatballs. It was great. About 6:30 p.m. rolls around and I get a text from Bryce because I hadn't told him. Like, he just knew that I wouldn't be back until later.
Right.
Text me, good luck in your shuffleboard. Hope you do so good. Love you so much. So I got home and I had to be like, yeah, Bill uninvited me from shuffleboard. He was like, he uninvited you? Yeah.
I thought you were going to tell me your grandparents were really disappointed.
Oh, they were a little disappointed too, but they were also, I would say, probably like pretty excited that like I didn't have to rush out of the house. Like I got to hang out for a little bit.
Oh, I thought you were going to say your grandparents were so excited. They're proud of you. They wanted to come to Shuffleboard. They wanted to watch
my gosh.
It. They wanted to film it.
Maybe. They probably would have if I would have asked. It's a good thing we didn't have that all set up and planned out. They would have been so upset.
Well, I played horrible last night anyway. We went 0-3 last night. We lost all three games. At one point, we had negative numbers.
Wow. So that beginner's luck is really running out for you.
I don't know if my friend even wants me on the team anymore. That's how bad shuffleboard is. 216-474-0104. This is what I thought we could get into. What is the oldest thing that you do?
Like, the thing that you do that, like, you actually think is fun, but everybody else around you is like, you're super old. Oh, my God. Why are you doing that?
For me, clearly, it's shuffleboard. I was trying to rope Alyssa into it. Maybe she can play next week. Who knows?
Yeah, I don't know.
216-474-0104. What is the oldest thing you do? And you love it. It's the Q Morning Show, Q104, Bill and Alyssa. So, yes, I am playing shuffleboard on Tuesday nights. Forest City Shuffleboard is where I'm playing. I'm in a league. It's an old person thing to do, right?
I'm in a league.
Yeah.
I don't know what's worse, that or bowling, if you're in a bowling league.
Bowling's so much fun.
Oh, I don't really like bowling.
Why not?
I don't know. I'm not very good at it. I don't like the shoes.
You know what I don't like is the I don't like the modern day cosmic bowling.
Like I do like cosmic bowling. You don't like cosmic bowling?
No.
It's glow in the dark. That's the best part.
I don't like it when they turn the lights off and the music is so loud. And so I like old school bowling where it's nothing but fluorescent lights in there and really cheap beer.
I mean, I'll take the cheap beer, but I'll also take the black lights and the loud music. That to me sounds like you just don't like fun.
Tracy in Seven Hills, good morning.
Good morning.
So what old person thing do you do, but you don't care, you love it?
Oh, I'm loud and proud about it. Crossword puzzles. I love them. I have a subscription and, well, my husband and I have a subscription. I mean, it's like $50 a year.
Wait a minute, a crossword puzzle subscription?
Wait, you pay for this?
Yes, from the New York Times.
Oh, the New York Times crossword.
Got
it. Okay.
Yeah, and also you get a lot of other games with the subscription, but I just do the crossword. so my husband gives me a hard time about it, but I absolutely love it. It's the best part of my day. I wake up in the morning and do it. That's what I do before I go to bed at night. And then every once in a while I'll splurge when I'm, you know, at the airport or a bookstore or something and get the real hard copy book.
Oh, wow.
Just do it on the plane.
Yeah, do it on the plane.
Don't pay for the Wi-Fi.
Yeah, no, everyone's watching movies, and I got my crossword book out. So.
I got to know, at what point in life did you get good at those? Because I've tried, and I feel like I'm not smart enough to do them.
I know, and it's also like an addictive habit, but it's a good one to have. But the New York crossword works is they get harder as the weeks go on, so Monday's the easiest.
Mm. Oh.
So if you can get at least like partway through Monday, you know, once then you build up your smartness, whatever you want to call it, it's so fun.
Okay, so note to self, try the Monday puzzle first.
Yeah. And then also, if you read any like People magazine or, you know, gossipy column magazines, they have celebrity fun pop culture crossword puzzles.
Well,
I might be good at those.
Yeah,
that might be more up my alley.
Yeah.
All right, Tracy, thanks for calling in and letting us know about your crossword puzzles.
Thank you.
You're keeping your mind sharp. That's what you're doing, right?
I am, definitely. Y'all be laughing at me in 50 years, but.
Let's go to Emily in Fairview Park. Emily, good morning.
Good morning.
What is the old person thing that you do?
I watch Wheel of Fortune religiously every night. And
every
I will
night?
Pretty much. And if I can't catch it live, this is even sadder. It's like DVR'd in our like library.
And there's a bunch of episodes in there right now that you need to catch up on, right?
Not a bunch. I will say I catch it most nights.
Let me ask you this. Compare Pat Sajak and Ryan Seacrest right now. I haven't seen an episode with Ryan yet. How do you like the transition of hosts?
They did a nice job with the transition because they like made it very clear that he was not like replacing him, and they like tried to make it different. I mean, you can't really make the show different, but it has a different feel. But I mean, no one can ever be Pat Sajak.
Okay, so tonight, what is that? 7:30.
7 o'clock.
7 o'clock. It's Wheel
of Fortune!
Thank you, Emily. Appreciate you calling out this morning. The Q Morning Show, Q104.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.